U.S. Olympic Committee slammed in review of Nasser abuse case. By AFP on December 10, 2018. The former chief of the United States Olympic Committee was informed of abuse allegations against former gymnastics Dr. Larry Nasser in 2015 but took no action until the scandal erupted into public view more than a year later, a damning official report said Monday. A 233-page report issued after an exhaustive investigation into the scandal accused former USOC chief executive Scott Blackmon and current USOC chief of sports performance Alan Ashley of inaction after first being told of abuse allegations against Nasser in July 2015. The independent report, carried out by Boston law firm Ropes & Gray, painted a withering picture of a systemic failure which allowed Nasser to abuse hundreds of athletes. Nasser was jailed for life earlier this year for the abuse of more than 250 athletes, including several stars of the United States gold medal-winning teams at the 2012 and 2016 Olympics. While Nasser bears ultimate responsibility for his decades-long abuse of girls and young women, he did not operate in a vacuum, an executive summary of the report said. Instead, he acted within an ecosystem that facilitated his criminal acts. The United States Olympic Committee, USA Gymnastics, coaches, trainers and medical professionals all shared blame for allowing Nasser to carry out his crimes, the report said. These institutions and individuals ignored red flags, failed to recognize textbook grooming behaviors, or in some egregious instances, dismissed clear calls for help from girls and young women who were being abused by Nasser, the summary said. The summary said Nasser's abuse was a manifestation of the broader failures at USAG and the USOC to adopt appropriate child protective policies and procedures to ensure a culture of safety for young athletes. The report's lead investigators Joan McPhee and James P. Dowden said former USOC chief Blackmon, who resigned in February, and Ashley were first alerted by former USA Gymnastics chief Steve Penny in July 2015 that Nasser was to be reported to law enforcement. However, neither Blackmon nor Ashley shared the information with other members of USOC Sport or directors or USOC's Safe Sport team. The report said Blackmon and former USA Gymnastics boss Benny had both engaged in affirmative efforts to protect and preserve their institutional interests, even as Nasser retired from the sport with his reputation intact and continued to have access to girls and young women at the college, club and high school levels. However, investigators concluded no such conversations were had and no such steps were taken. The investigation, which had been commissioned by USOC, included more than 100 interviews, many of them with current and former USA Gymnastics and US Olympic Committee employees over a 10-month period. Investigators reviewed more than 1.3 million documents as part of their probe, which covers allegations dating back to the early 1990s.